Now we take you back to the night of March 5th, 2001, on Art Bell, Somewhere in Time.
Back now to Kathleen Keating. And Kathleen, you're back on the air again.
Welcome back, huh?
Yeah, welcome back. Since you had that original encounter with the Antichrist, that scary, scary, scary encounter, has there been anything else?
We've had a lot of anomalous activity in the house, a lot of damage to the animals outside. Things like that. Nothing, no personal meeting with him.
Good.
Thank God.
Good.
Very good. I wear a lot of sacramentals, and I have crucifixes up on the house in the windows. And the animals wear St. Benedict medals.
What is this about an April war?
I think we are headed for a very big war. I don't know whether it's going to because of assassination in the Middle East or whatever, but the Israeli Defense Force is gearing up, and they admit that there will be a war. There's no turning back. As far as they can see.
Now, it's going to be a Mideast war then.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's going to involve Syria and a couple other Arab states over there, and it's going to get really ugly. And this is where we have to be careful with the fact that the Antichrist may have to negotiate a peace process, as the Bible says he will.
The Antichrist negotiates peace.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, it sure is an upside-down world, isn't it?
It is, and I think the warning that's coming, Art, is really going to change a lot of hearts of people that are too caught in the world. And I think when we mentioned that the Muslims don't believe in Jesus, I think that they're going to be told during that warning, as we all are, who the real Messiah is and what our position is with God at that moment, if we should die. I mean, we're seeing earthquakes and monumental things happening, and your global superstorms are certainly coming to pass.
Mm-hmm.
And we could all go at any moment, and I think that warning is going to be a true blessing.
What does the Bible code say about Father Martin's death?
From what I saw, it looked like he may have been killed. Certainly that backs up some words that were apparently spoken by Father Martin in the hospital, that he was pushed, although he couldn't see who pushed him. But it does say that he was killed.
Where did you get the information about his being pushed?
There was a person talking about it that knew him and knew of the doctor, and that he had said something before he slipped into unconsciousness before surgery. He was in and out of consciousness. And
I had heard that, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I had not heard that he had said something as incriminating, as terrible as that.
Definitely, and it made a lot of people really sad about that, because here he was, you know, fighting the good fight, coming back from a stroke, and doing rather well, and working on his book, and to say that he'd been pushed, and when he turned around, he couldn't see who it was. That a lot of people I know, his bodyguards, were very upset that happened.
Well, I know this, Kathleen. I know that people who claim to be as part of Father Martin's staff,
mm-hmm.
are split into two very separate, distinct camps. Were you aware of that?
Yes.
And I've heard from the both of them.
What did you get out of it? I mean, they're very polarized.
Extremely polarized. I'm not sure I want to talk about it.
I don't blame you.
Has the timetable, you heard me play this year in the year 2525. I guess the timetable really isn't that far out, is it?
I don't think so. The modern-day prophets are saying maybe a handful of years left before we reach the Armageddon that the Bible talks about.
A handful of years.
A handful of years.
As in?
Less than five.
In other words, five fingers, less than, that close.
Yeah.
That's really close.
Yeah, I pray that it lasts longer, that we can have more time, that people would wake up. But I don't know how we can. I've heard from some prophets that claim that the Blessed Mother is saying that we're due for an atomic awakening.
Well, I've had lots of people say the first use of an atomic weapon since the one in Japan,
mm-hmm.
in anger, is very close.
Yes. And we are a lot closer in this country to experiencing war firsthand and to seeing perhaps a nuke exploded in one of our cities.
You believe that will be the Chinese, don't you?
Or the Russians working together. They have gotten rather chummy of late.
there's really nothing the average person can do to prevent all of this or stop it. It's going to unfold whether we like it or not, right?
I think the degree as to how far it unfolds is up to us by how much we pray. You know, during this election problem, a lot of prayers were offered, and from what I heard, heaven took notice of it, and things seemed to slow down. They were lightened up a little bit. It was a terrible situation for this country, and we were a lot closer to war than most people want to know. We had some enemies making some very strong overtures, and intelligence was indicating that we were going to be hit during that time of indecision.
Really?
And, yeah, and Shad problems, and we came very close.
Now, there's something else I hadn't heard. Oh, who would have hit us?
There was perhaps a Middle Eastern faction that would have nuked us. Or let go biologicals, and that's a real problem, too, because we have sects all over the country that are just waiting for the word to release biological weapons on us.
I know, and I've heard fairly reliably, that Iraq has two or more nuclear weapons. You were aware of those reports?
Yes, and I think they're valid. We're getting a lot of intelligence from government officials that are backing that up. And not only that, you've got to worry about the Chinese soldiers on the southern border of the United States who are firing at our border patrol.
I've heard rumors about that.
Not a rumor. We've done some investigation. Scott Gilbranson did a very detailed investigation and wrote about it at strategicjungle.com. He had some eyewitnesses that he's known in law enforcement for years who said that they saw the Chinese soldiers. They heard them speaking Chinese. And they were firing at them.
In the mainstream press, we have had reports of supposedly Mexicans or even the Mexican army firing on Border Patrol people.
Right.
That's
what
I heard.
Right. And the Chinese soldiers were dressed as Mexican army. And the intelligence that we've gathered on this is that these people are trying to probe our defenses to see when we'll fight back, if we'll fight back. And so far, we haven't. We're not shooting back at them, but there are caches of weapons down in Mexico, up through the United States. There are many, many Chinese troops on the borders. It's a very serious situation. What was curious to me, Art, was the fact that Prophecy had said this for some time, and it was like, okay, well, I got to prove this. And, you know, it was kind of hard to get that information out, but with these latest shootings in the past year, my gosh, it's happening.
People are going nuts with your website down.
I know it. They're doing everything they can. I think 300,000 people hit it at once. Literally.
Yes, no, I understand, Kathleen. We have a very, very large pipe, 100 megabit pipe, if you can believe that, for our website. But every other guest website we put up crashes because of the immediate load that's slammed into it. So people will be able to get in there in the next few days. But during the program tonight, folks, you may not make it. Let's face facts. But up there is the name of the Antichrist and the organization that is forwarding the Antichrist, according to Kathleen.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And according to Father Martin. And 500 visionaries who don't talk to one another have come to the same conclusion.
And Father Martin told you this before he passed away.
I have it in writing.
From Father Martin?
From Father Martin.
Oh, my.
I sent him my research. And he said that if we could get this information out, it would be the source of great conversions. And he knew who the AC was, and we went from there.
So all of this is to unfold in a handful of years,
mm-hmm.
meaning five or less.
Right.
And what will, I mean, already, as you pointed out, we're having earthquakes, we're having increasingly horrible weather. Things are changing. But as it unfolds even further, where does it go from here?
I think we're going to see all-out war in the United States. Certainly the Middle East war, I believe, will probably happen this spring. It's going to be a very shaky time. This thing with Dick Cheney's heart isn't good, and I think you could probably see perhaps Colin Powell being put in as vice president. He has some interesting ties that perhaps may not be in our best interest. And it's troublesome. And I had nothing against Colin Powell. I thought he was a very interesting, admirable person. But the research seems to point that, you know, it could be a New World Order problem.
you believe this new world order will manifest itself before these chastisements get really serious?
I think before the warning, we're going to see that the UN is going to make overtures. We're already under international law right now, and the international court has been established. I think that we're going to see terrible devastation in the United States, and I think that the world is going to be hurled into revolutions, and that's when the UN is going to crack down on this one world, drop the barrier stuff, we're all going to get along.
You know, I'm probably doomed, Kathleen, because I believe a lot of things that parallel what you say is going to happen. I absolutely believe them. I follow them. I talk about them. But I have this very difficult time making the leap of faith. I think that was the name of a movie that's necessary to believe that this is all unfolding biblical prophecy.
I think it's hard for anybody to fathom. You can read about it for years, Art, and do the research, and you think, well, boy, this sounds really like something terrible. We can't